The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Let's get ready to mind pump.
Dang.
Dude.
It was the ending part that got me. When it got lower, that's when I was like, yes.
Like, it's on.
It's Justin's episode.
Who are you here with, Jay?
I'm here with Adam Schaefer.
Woo-woo.
Sal DiStefano.
What up?
Justin Andrews. That's me.
The handsome.
And the Dougie Doug. Duggerson.
Spinster.
The spinner.
That's it, Doug. It's stuck.
Yeah. It is.
There's nothing you can do about it. They're not a goddamn.
I can't think of a better name for me.
Hey, there you go.
Spinner. Justin, how's your progress, bro?
How is it? What do you guys think, huh?
You look fat today.
Yeah, me and Adam were in the hallway and we're like, he looks fat today.
Bursts my humongous bubble.
No, you look, I don't know, you look leaner, but you said you weigh the same. I wonder if the shift to phase one, plus you were sick and now you're healthy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you gained some muscle in the meantime.
Maybe that's the case. And what's funny is I've upped my cardio exponentially. And
what are you doing?
I've been doing more hit workouts on top of, I've been doing a little shadow boxing. Well, not shadow boxing, hitting pads, with my buddy. And doing hill sprints and, I mean, running the dog and, you know, you kind of name it. And every day I'm doing something. So, you know, I just started to really start ramping it up.
Ramping that need up.
Yeah.
Well, a good way to know is how your strength is.
Because
if your strength is really good or going up, then chances are you're building some muscle.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like ever since I switched over to that phase one, I feel like, you know that feeling when you feel like I have testosterone again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, ah!
Getting boners.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, last week you said you were, I think you were squatting with 400 and then you did some incline chest presses with 275.
Yeah.
How was that this week? Did you do the same lifts? Are you seeing gains in those?
I kind of backed off as far as weight goes. Like, for instance, when me and Adam were doing squats and stuff, like, I could have gone with the four plates again, but I was just like, you know, we decided that we were going to put the chains on, we were going to kind of scale down and
sort
of pyramid. Yeah, so I just changed it. It was basically like, you know, the progression would have been the same, but...
Wait a minute. Let's back up for a second. You guys worked out together?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
It was assholes. Friday. That's you were not
up.
Invited.
Nobody said shit to Sal. That's all right.
You know what?
It's because we weren't deadlifting. If I was dead, I would have called you.
No,
you would have like stopped everything and been like, dude, bro, check us out.
No, I get it. I understand.
We weren't deadlifting.
We weren't deadlifting that day.
We were pushing sleds and we were squatting.
Yeah, and we were doing some carries, some farmer carries.
Well, you know, I like to be invited every once in a while. That's all right.
All right. I'll just invite you personally. Just you and me, buddy.
Yeah.
Next time.
We're not going to have Adam there?
Singled.
Three's
the crowd, bro.
Three's the crowd, yeah.
When has working out with three dudes ever been beneficial?
Awesome. It's awesome, bro.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're all waiting around. Like, you got one guy that's just...
You're not a workout guy with three people.
No, dude. It's a buddy system.
I had four this weekend. It was like fucking chaos.
You worked out with four dudes?
I had three dudes and
a hot tub.
And a girl. And we were...
That's a gangbang?
It was not a game. it was all of us working out together, and it's quite stressful.
Yeah, that's definitely too much.
It is.
But
tough.
See, phase one,
tough to
phase one type training would be okay with like three people, I think.
Maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The competition would have been great.
That's true. If you kind of feed off that from the other guys.
It's all right.
I don't like that.
What?
I like that. I like that when I'm doing Olympic lifts for sure.
I was going to say, but I, you know, and Sal, I know, has it in him too. Like, I don't ego lift. I'm really good about that. Like, yeah. I have a long time ago, I don't know what it was. I don't know what it is, dude. I just don't, I try not to let that get in my head, you know, because, and maybe it was because I was never really, I was never the strongest bencher. I was never the strongest squatter. I was definitely never the strongest deadlifter. Like, I'm not, I don't consider myself really strong. I mean, now, mind you, I say all this stuff and I could probably kick most people's asses in the gym, but it's not like, I don't feel like I'm excel at any of those categories.
Right. Yeah.
You know, what I do think I excel at, I think I have really good form. I think I have very good form and technique, and that to me, like that, and I know how to push myself, and I really like to feel how I like go off of how I feel, because some days I tell myself I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm gonna go balls to the wall and crush myself and go towards, you know, my max weight in something, and then I get going and I'm just like, you know, shit ain't, I ain't feeling it. You
see,
know?
That's exactly why I don't work out with people, because I get off on the competition. Even if I get my ass kicked, I love pushing myself. It brings a whole different animal in me to lift, you know, like that with other people, which is why I typically don't. Or if I do, I work out with someone that's either a lot weaker than I am or on a completely different goal, because otherwise... I've injured myself doing that kind of shit.
I kind of go with both of you guys. So I actually have like exactly what you're talking about. Like if I have somebody that's close to lifting the same amount of weight as me or a little bit more than me, I definitely get that competitiveness gets crazy. Mm-hmm. But somebody that's like, you know, not as... I don't know, in the same range, it's like, I don't know.
So that's why you invited Adam?
No. I'm not saying that at all. He's a strong dude. Yeah. Come on.
No, you guys would kill me in presses. I got a bad shoulder. So, and Justin, fuck, 275 on the incline for reps. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean.
You're all, yeah, whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah, I do that all the time. No big deal. Diet-wise, have you changed anything this week?
So I'm doing a 24-hour fast this week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So getting crazy.
That's one of my...
When is it?
It's one of my ins today.
Today's your 20... So nothing.
Nothing.
Till tomorrow.
Yep.
Wow.
Boom.
That's... How do you sleep?
Great.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I've never
I have energy all day, too. It's not a big deal.
I've never gone longer than like 18 hours.
Oh, that's as long as you... I've pushed 20, 22, somewhere around there.
Really? You've never gone longer than 18? Really?
Like, I've always... I've done it to the point where I didn't eat anything. So I ate dinner, and then I didn't eat anything at all till the following dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... That's considered 24 hours, isn't it?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Technically it is, but I know what you're saying. You're saying you don't eat anything at all the next day.
Right.
And then you go into the following day. Now, what are you going to do tomorrow? So today's your 24-hour fast. What do you do tomorrow?
Yeah. So tomorrow I'll probably get into eating midday, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After my lift.
Now, any changes with macros, carbs, proteins, fats? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I've definitely backed out of the carbs and focusing more on obviously loading as many veggies as I can stand alongside. And I've scaled back a little bit on protein because I'm trying to manage my calories. So I'm around a little under 2,500 now, like 23.
Calories.
Yeah, calorie wise. So I've been
how many grams of
reducing
protein?
That as well. Maybe like, I don't know.
Are you still at like 200?
Yeah, I would say it's about 200. So pretty much the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So
just not trying to go over.
I'm just not trying to go over. Yeah.
I gotcha.
The amount of, calorie wise.
So. I gotcha. What about, any other changes this week? Energy, you said you feel like you have more testosterone.
Yes.
This is crazy. This is freaking crazy. Doug, we talked about this. We've talked about this quite a bit. For whatever reason, and we even posted, I even posted this in the forum. Phase one training makes people feel like their testosterone levels go up, and they'll say things like they're hungrier and they're hornier.
That's it.
Like their libido goes up, and they're...
I can contest to that. Yeah,
that is the weirdest thing. It doesn't make sense. I'm trying to figure out why, because the other phases would burn more calories.
Well, yeah, but I would think the heavy lifting brings out that kind of primal side that
right.
to me.
It's like more lizard brain or
like there's something about. You know, everything, even, I mean, when you go to press, like, so I lifted heavy today, or this weekend also. So I was lifting heavy, heavy chest, and I had someone there to spot me. So, and I rarely have that. So if I do have some guys that want to lift heavy, I'll do it then. So, you know, you get in that slapping yourself a little bit and getting all amped up and riled up. And that, I feel like that kicks up that testosterone level in itself just because you're getting ramped up.
So yeah. And then
you don't do that when you're about to go rep 12, 15 reps out.
No. Like, yeah. You got to kind of hype yourself. And it does speak a lot to last update where you mentioned the central nervous system.
That's what I was thinking.
Response
yeah.
because, like, it is. It's like I'm listening to heavy music and, you know, I'm just getting more stimulated going into the workout. And so, you know, maybe all that is contributing to that.
I think it has to do with central nervous system adaptation, because a lot of the strength gains that you get from phase one come from the fact that your muscles can fire harder.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? Here's something that a lot of people don't talk about a lot, is strength is as much a skill as it is something your muscles do. So you can get stronger at a lift just because you learn how to do it better. You might not even build more muscle.
Absolutely.
You might not even get...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so people forget, like, if you're trying to get stronger at, let's say, the squat, then doing 10 sets of squats would probably do you better, more benefit than doing, you know, 3 sets of squats and then doing a bunch of other leg exercises.
Yeah, like supplementary exercises.
Yeah, because it's a skill. You're learning how to do it very, very well. So some of the strength gains come from that also, I would presume. Yeah.
That's a very good point. That's a very, very good point. I think some of, I actually was just giving this kid this tip. He's got a similar build as far as being a real tall, this kid's younger. He was like 22 years old. And he was telling me, like, you know, hey, what have you done, like, to build your legs? Like, man, I have such a hard time building my legs. And every time I train legs, it just fucking kills me. And it's just so hard for me and for them to grow and me to push through it. I said, you know what? Like, I can relate to that. And part of that is this stigma of, you know, the whole, like, you got to crush them because their legs, they can handle way more. And so you got to, you know, 20 to 26 sets of, you know, of legs, and it's an hour and a half workout, and you go till you throw up. I used to train like that all the time, forever, for legs. And then my legs are fucking toast for like 5 days, mm-hmm. and I don't want to do anything near them again.
Yep.
And in the last 2 years, I don't know the last time I trained legs and did 20 sets.
To destroy them.
But I train them 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes I'll just come in and just do 6 to 8 sets of squats, and then I'll go do the rest of my workout.
And the amount of turn, you're burning more calories by doing that, right?
Yeah. Over a period of time, you definitely are. And then when you think about it from a volume standpoint, you end up doing just as much volume, if not more.
Yeah.
And it's like nowhere near as daunting, because it's like, you know, I can blast out 6-8 sets of squats and then move on to biceps and triceps all day long and not be gassed and throwing up and not so sore the next 2 to 3 days that I can't fucking move.
This is one of the components, or I should say one of the focal points of the program, the MAPS anabolic program, is that the concept, so, you know, you have volume, you have intensity, and you have frequency, and these all apply to training, right? Volume is how long your workout is, how many sets you do. Intensity is how hard you apply the workout. And then frequency is how frequent you do that workout, or how frequent you train that body part. Frequency is, I think, in my personal opinion, in today's muscle building world or muscle building advice
most
is
the most overlooked.
It's just so overlooked.
Very
nobody
much so.
Nobody utilizes it. Well, you have lots of people. You have people applying volume, and you have people, everybody overdoing intensity. But that frequency isn't there. And I've used this example before, and I'm going to use it again. When you look at people who don't even work out, but they have a job where they use the same muscle group over and over again at low intensities, they have developed muscles. You look at a mechanic's forearms. Mm-hmm. They're not twisting wrenches to failure. They're just doing them every single day at low intensity, and they have muscular forearms. You look at you ever walk or ride your bike or drive behind a bicyclist?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't lift. I guarantee you a very small percentage of cyclists actually work out their calves, and yet they have these muscular, especially the soleus, the
and
bottom
quads.
Part.
Their quads are crazy.
And their quads. It's that frequency of stimulation. And this is something that's completely overlooked. And this is what we utilize in the program. Of course, the trigger sessions comes to mind.
Yeah.
But even the phases, even the workouts, because you're not specifically training a body part once a week. You're actually working them all out, mm-hmm. you know, 2 or 3 days a week.
Oh, I could not agree more with that statement and how much it's impacted my own personal growth and my physique. And I know this isn't our Q&A section, but somebody asked a question that was regarding, I don't even remember what muscle group it was, but it doesn't matter whether it's shoulders, biceps, triceps, like they're trying to develop a certain area. And like, what would you do to do that? And honestly, the number one thing you can do is frequency.
That's it. Yeah. Work them out more frequently.
More frequently. And the workouts, when we say that, it doesn't mean you need to do biceps and triceps. Like, let's say your biceps are underdeveloped. And I think the way people think, and the same way I used to think, at least when someone would tell me like, oh, more, hit them more often or more frequently, I'm like, God, well then I'm not gonna have time to hit this other muscle groups and this and that. Well, you don't need to hit 15, 16 sets every time. You hit, maybe you have one day where you put that much emphasis on that muscle group, and then the other two times maybe you do 5 sets. That's it.
You know what, just I always touch them. You know what I always tell people? If you look at the total sets that are typically prescribed per week, per body part, right? If you look at all the routine, you open Flex Magazine, Muscle and Fiction.
12 to 20.
Yeah, Muscle and Fiction.
Muscle and Fiction.
Love it.
They say between 12 to 20 sets per body part. Yeah. So let's just pick 15 because it's in the middle, right? 15 sets for your biceps. Rather than doing one workout, I would bet my house that most people, not all, because there's always exceptions, but most people would respond better to doing 15 sets split up into 3 workouts during that week versus 15 sets and 1 workout a week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing the same volume. The intensity might even be similar. But the difference is, rather than doing 1 workout a week where you're doing 15 sets, you're doing 3 workouts a week where you're doing 5 sets each workout. So what you've done is you've dramatically increased the frequency of stimulation. And here's what the science says. The science says, especially in the natural athlete, that protein synthesis increases and stays elevated for about 48 to 72 hours. After that, it starts to drop. So that muscle building signal starts to drop after 2 or 3 days, even though you might still be sore. Mm. Because recovery is not the same as building. Recovering is, it can contribute to building, but it's not the same. So just because you're sore and you recover doesn't mean you built. Mm. So that frequency of stimulation, apply that. And look, if you disagree with full body workouts, okay, fine, whatever. Try it. Try just working. Pick one body part, work it more frequently, divide up the sets throughout the week, watch what happens.
Well, that would be my suggestion. Yeah. And that's how I do it. Being a men's physique guy, I don't follow, like, you know, we kind of talked this before. I take our MAPS anabolic program and I modify it because I do still do somewhat of a body split, but then I always have, you know, 2 to 3 things that I'm really trying to focus on and I'm trying to develop. And I'm very excited to show those that have been following me since the very beginning of my journey and have seen me develop stuff. You know, I said at the beginning of this last year, so 8 months ago, was my back and legs. My back and legs has been the big focus this last like 8 months. And let me tell you, I've made some gains.
Dude, you're back.
I'm about to show you some shit when I get dialed all
your
the way
back
down.
Your back looks like a different person.
Yeah,
you have depth to it, whereas before it was definitely muscular. You had width. You always had width because you have a small waist. So you got this really wide looking back. But the depth, especially in the thoracic area,
yeah,
completely different. Remember Justin? We were looking at the picture. I was pointing it out.
You look more three-dimensional, I'm saying this with
all the respect in the world because you looked phenomenal before, but it looks like your back went from amateur to pro.
Yeah,
it looks that big of a difference from what you've done. So I can't wait till you reveal this. Yeah, to everybody.
It's pretty exciting to see. I mean, to give you a little idea, so I had my last test taken in of my lean body mass, and when I first started way back here, and I first leaned all the way down, this was over two years ago now. I got down to 7% body fat and I had about 187 pounds of lean body mass. And I just went and got tested again right now and I'm at 207 in lean body mass.
Wow.
You're talking about 20 or 30 pounds of lean mass that's been added to my to my frame. That's quite a 20 pounds, excuse me, 20 pounds of lean mass. And I know a majority of almost all of that is my legs and my back because those have been my two biggest focus points. And I can tell the difference in my lifts. I'm squatting more than I've ever squatted. I'm deadlifting more than I've ever deadlifted. And the two biggest, you know, factors to that is the frequency. Is I've taken the same concept of our MAPS anabolic program, but I've applied it just for those two muscle groups. And then I still kind of run my typical body splits, but then those are getting hit, you know, more frequent, more often, and getting that extra stimulation.
The two takeaways, and I'm glad you said that you had modified it. And Justin, you've done quite a bit of modification yourself.
Yeah, I have, and I actually am excited to get back into more of my power lifts and Olympic lifts that I do because I would do them somewhat frequent, but like you're mentioning, like even with, you know, these types of power lifts, just to get the technique and the frequency of them, you know, not quite as intense as I was doing it more, you know, previously doing it for ego, right? And that's one of those workouts where everybody watches, and so then it gets ramped up easily into, you know, very high intense range. And so to be able to kind of come back to that and address it more with a level head, and you know, just touch on power cleans, you know, just touch on, you know, specific lifts that I want to master and you know, gain in weight, as far as like moving the weights up, that's going to be exciting, because I know that it's going to pay off, and I've seen this already just by working through physique training and what it does as far as you know, just taking that mindset and that approach towards your workouts and making sure you're spreading everything out and not getting too ego about everything. It really does work, and it's mind-blowing almost in comparison to where I was.
Well, if you look at, you know, if there's two takeaways. Now, first of all, we all appreciate when people take our advice and mold it to themselves. And that's the thing about this program, is it's definitely, if you don't work out or you just want to get started, you should follow it exactly. But as you do it, you can take it and modify it to your body, because everybody's body responds a little differently. But if you look at the history of muscle building, if you go back in time, and I like to do pre-steroid and post-steroid, because before anabolics were introduced into the market, weightlifters and muscle builders, you know, the guys at Venice Beach and stuff, like, they worked out a certain way. And how did they work out? Full body, 3 or 4 days a week. They did lots of frequency, low volume, the intensity, none of them went to failure.
Mm-hmm.
Steroids were introduced, and all of a sudden you had this move into once a week type training. Now, why is that?
Changes protein synthesis.
It does. Your body's protein synthesis is elevated all the time. Yeah. And once you set that signal, it stays up higher. So you might very well you know, progress better that way. I still think that the frequency still applies. However, it moved into this you know, workout once a week thing. But even if you go into the 1970s, even if you go into like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? He did high volume, 20 sets for chest. Mm. But he worked his chest like 3 days a week. Yeah. So he even applied lots of frequency. It really didn't get popular to go to do the once a week, one body part per week thing, I think, until like the 90s. Like the era of Dorian Yates, when he was doing, you know, one set to failure, blood and guts type workouts. And then all of a sudden that kind of became popular. But you know, in reality, if you're working out now and you're lifting weights, try that. Try increasing that frequency. And then the trigger sessions. That's another big one. I wanted to ask you, Justin, because you've modified the trigger sessions. You haven't changed the concept of it, but you've modified it in the sense that you've used things like Indian clubs and done more functional type training. Uh-huh. How is that? How are you noticing? Because when I first started doing trigger sessions, I noticed each time I would do the same type of trigger session, I'd either get a better pump or almost like I'd notice more of a connection to it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you noticing that with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've added in like some just basic carries. So basic functional moves where, like, you know, I'm loading my body with more weight, but it's not super high intense or anything. I'm just moving. And so if I'm moving, you know, I'm going to add weight to that, and I'm going to carry things around. You know, I'm going to do front loaded, you know, kettlebell walks. You know, I'm going to do all kinds of stuff like that where it's just about movement. But now I'm loading my body just enough, so I'm stimulating the muscle further. So that's been the mentality the whole time.
Yeah, I can't wait until we have time, until you in particular start putting this together for more of a functional athletic perspective.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about it,
because I could see athletes benefiting tremendously from some of these concepts.
Yeah. And I think that I have seen like trainers that have that, you know, like the good ones get that right away. Right? They know that their athlete is performing on the field, and so now it's all about, you know, establishing those movements frequently and, you know, not blasting the shit out of them. So yeah, I am excited really to make an impact with that.
Fantastic. All right, gentlemen. Well, listeners, program is still available, mindpumpradio.com. Go on there, click on the yellow button. I think we'll probably be raising the price soon, so you might want to go check it out.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.